You would have thought that Easter Sunday would be a day of resurrection. And it is. It's the resurrection of our Lord, as we talked about two podcasts ago. But I read something else that happened that very same day that caught me by surprise. I had mentioned that when I played every day on the last show, that it was someone else filling in for Dwayne. Dwayne was taking care of a family member, as was said at that point. Come to find out, the family member turned out to be his wife of over 50 years, Nora Lee. And unfortunately, Nora Lee's no longer with us. She rose up to be with her Lord on Easter Sunday morning at age 76. I'm going to dedicate this show, pretty much going to be all of it, to Nora Lee's memory. There'll be a lot of songs where Dwayne joins in with her. There'll be some others where their family joins together. And the group where Dwayne and Nora Lee were grandpa and grandma to have a song lined up as well. We're going to kind of get a lot of family harmony in this show. You're going to hear a lot of it. We'll start off giving you a chance to hear Nora Lee herself by the magic of audio. And we'll just devote the rest of it to music. Remembering Nora Lee Allen here on the New Directions podcast. And we'll get going doing just that right after this.
There's a lot of darkness in the world, and the light that we're trying to shine is to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Says in him there's no darkness at all. So this next simple little song is going to give you a good message if you're in need of it this evening. Very simple song with a simple message that tells you that if you're in the dark, if you've got some darkness in your life, or maybe the darkness of the world sometimes is getting you down, maybe it's something in your personal life, hey, listen, this song teaches you very simply, as Dwayne sings it, to hold on. Hold on to the morning. There will be light.
As a moon.
The one person that I feel for right now is Dwayne Allen. Within a span of about 4 months, his longtime tour partner Joe Bonsall's retired, and he no longer, his wife passed away last Sunday morning. I'm going to have a special prayer for Dwayne later on in this broadcast. I mentioned music. Before we even get into that, we have a mini moment with Nora Lee that I'd like for you to listen to. We'll get it up here in a minute.
Show your daughter.
Hold on, hold on.
This beautiful gift.
3, 2, 1.
It says,
lift off. Okay, Nora Lee, take it away. From MiniPearl.org.
Hi, I'm Nora Lee Allen. I'm with the Opry Backup Singers, and this is my mini moment. I got to know Minnie for the first few years I worked here. And she was a great friend, a backstage friend that I got to visit with. And I think one of the best things that Minnie did for me and many of the women at this show was tell us, don't be scared to get mammograms. Don't be scared to get tested. Yes, it's scary, but the consequences can be worse and it can be bad for you. So go get it. And I asked her, I said, well, what should I expect? And she told me. So I thank Minnie for that and on behalf of all of us women here. And that's my mini moment.
Nora Lee, thank you very much. We're going to do one more because in 2022, she was inducted into the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, and I wanted to see this set up and have you listen to it as well.
Nora Lee Allen has graced the stage of the Grand Ole Opry with her majestic voice, class, and professionalism for over 40 years. As a background vocalist on country music's biggest stage, Nora Lee has been an essential part of a core group of talented singers who have accompanied some of the music industry's most outstanding performers. Nora Lee grew up in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and began singing with her sisters in the Stewart Sisters Trio, formed by their father when she was only 3 years old. For nearly 17 years, the family gospel singers traveled, toured, and performed at revivals, concerts, conventions, and churches throughout the Southeast. In 1966, Nora Lee graduated from Warren County High School. In 1968, Nora Lee was hired by the legendary country gospel band, the Chuck Wagon Gang. The acclaimed country gospel music group was known for its perfect pitch harmonies and family-friendly, faith-based songs. It proved to be a fantastic introduction to the music industry for Nora Lee. In the early 1970s, Nora Lee took a job in Nashville with the Benson Publishing Group. There she adopted multiple roles, from secretarial work to providing background vocals during studio recordings. In Nashville, word spread of Nora Lee's exceptional vocal ability. Her incredible versatility led to recommendations for background session work with country, bluegrass, and gospel bands for many artists, including Grand Ole Opry bass legend Jerome Hines and Conway Twitty. In 1975, Nora Lee moved into the role that would define her professional musical career. At first, she became a part-time fill-in. Yet in 1980, Nora Lee became a full-time member of the Grand Ole Opry staff as a background vocalist. Over the years, Nora Lee and the Carol Lee Singers, then Opry staff singers, mastered dozens of songs each night, then superbly performed the new renditions in front of thousands of country music fans, live at the Opry and on television and radio around the world. Perhaps one of the most meaningful lifetime achievements for Nora Lee has been her ability to care for and maintain a faith-based family life during her time as a professional at the Grand Ole Opry. Her close-knit family of husband Dwayne Allen, two children, Jamie Allen Martin and Dee Allen, and now her grandchildren remain the center of her attention. For over 50 years now, Nora Lee has performed regularly with the greatest stars in country music history. She has worked with Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Garth Brooks, Olivia Newton-John, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Minnie Pearl, Trisha Yearwood, Charlie Daniels, Martina McBride, and Loretta Lynn, only to mention a few. Indeed, one of Nora Lee's most impactful shows came when she performed with one of the industry's top female pop and country artists of the 1950s and 60s, Patti Page. As one of Nora Lee's favorite all-time vocalists, sharing the stage and meeting with Patti and her husband after the show left an enduring impression on Nora Lee's life and professional career. Throughout her lifetime, Nora Lee Allen dedicated her professional and personal life to the support of those around her. She has accompanied the greatest stars in music, yet remains humble, faithful to her Christian values, and devoted to her family. Nora Lee's immense talent is unmistakable, her professionalism unquestionable. Today, Nora Lee Allen continues to embody the gentle soul and firm conviction of a successful lifelong music artist. And as a wife, mother, and grandmother, she has earned the admiration of the entire Nashville music establishment and all Kentuckians.
I had sent a Facebook message to Dwayne. It was yesterday, I think. Anyway, the message was this. I regret not meeting her when I'd visit the Grand Ole Opry. And I knew of Nora Lee before I even knew of Dwayne. I knew about the Carol Lee Singers before I knew about the Oak Ridge Boys, of course. But, very nice lady. And she's had a very good career. She and Dwayne had a lot of love at home, and we're going to use that to start our tribute. Here are Dwayne and Nora Lee from a reunion show, I believe, with that very song.
Love at home. There That, my friends, is a perfect example of that. I want to play, see if I can do this for this one. I'm going to try it. Hang on just a second here. There's one particular song. I'll do it this way. I think it's going to work the best anyhow. With that in mind, have Dwayne join, Norlie be joined by Dwayne and their daughter Jamie with the song Keep Our World Safe. I'm going to use this one to close out the segment. Here they are. Just a second here. We'll give you another 5 seconds. We'll get ready to go. Just a second. One, three, two, one. And there you go. Bonk. This is Keep Our World Safe.
Our little boy was put to bed, tired from his busy day. I tucked him in and kissed his face and said, it's time to pray. As I slowly turned to leave the room, I stopped to hear him say, Dad, I need to talk to someone now. You must go away. Dear God, I pray, please keep our world safe. You must have loved us quite a lot to make us such a pretty place. If you'll let me grow
along with Dwayne and Jamie. Norlie was there too. Keep our world safe. Just a second here. Hang on. She made a difference. I'm going to share that song near the end of the next segment. There will be more as we remember Norlie here on the New Directions podcast. We will do some more on the other side of this break.
wondered what was behind the beard? Now you can find out, as I tell all in my new autobiography. I grew up in the cotton fields of South Alabama, but I dreamed of being at the top of the gospel music charts, and those dreams came true. Then I dreamed that the Oak Ridge Boys could make it in country music, and we did. My 50 years with the Oaks have been quite a ride, and it's all in my book. You can get your deluxe hardcover copy on Amazon or at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. And at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, you can also get an autographed copy. I'd love to sign one just for you. And I hope you enjoy reading about my life as much as I've enjoyed living it.
William Lee has a talented musical family. As I am learning once again and relearning in a way, so do Dwayne and Nora Lee. I want to play you a full segment that features mainly Jamie, Dwayne, and of course Nora Lee. And I think this might be from Country Road, I'm not sure, but we'll get to it now. Well, that is, we'll get to it in 5 seconds.
If you sleep
just a second here, four, three, two, one, and there you go.
If there's anybody in this room that's got a background, a foundation in gospel music, it's Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys standing here next to me. The Oak Ridge Boys started out. Actually, they started out as the Oak Ridge Quartet. Many years ago.
And they sang hillbilly music and gospel music, and that was kind of before country kind of got its foothold in the 40s, actually. They were called the Georgia Clodhoppers first.
Really?
And they were in bad need of a name change. So they started working over at Oak Ridge, Tennessee at the atomic bomb plant there during the war. And they would bring them in on Saturdays and entertain the people. And so the people in the plant started calling their Oak Ridge Quartet. That's how the name started. And for a few years there, after the war ended, they moved to Nashville and joined the Grand Ole Opry on the Red Foley portion of the Grand Ole Opry. And they would perform on weekends like all the other Grand Ole Opry stars. And they would open their show as the Georgia Clodhoppers in overalls, and then they would go change clothes into suits and ties and then come out as the Oak Ridge Quartet and sing gospel music. So that group sang until the mid-50s, and they all got tired, and they broke up and just went home. And for about 2 years, there wasn't anything by that name going. Then a bunch of young teenage guys decided they wanted to get the group back. So they got back together and called it the Oak Ridge Quartet, but there was some confusion because the older group was pretty popular. And so here was a bunch of young teenage guys calling themselves the Oak Ridge Quartet. So they experimented with several different names over the next period of time. In fact, the album, just before I came with the group, they had gone back to using Oak Ridge Quartet. We still own both names. When I came with the group, I loved the word boys. We've never used the word quartet again, except in historical terms. And so in 1966, I came with the group. It was already a gospel group, and we made several gospel albums, had 35 number one gospel songs before Y'all Come Back Saloon came into our life.
Boy, that was a switch, going from gospel music to the Y'all Come Back Saloon.
We got to number two, with Y'all Come Back Saloon, and we couldn't get to number one because there was a song there called Heaven Is Just a Sin Away.
How did the fans of the Oak Ridge Quartet and the gospel thing, how did they take it when all of a sudden their favorite guys are singing the Y'all Come Back Saloon?
Well, it was actually mixed reactions, backing up just a little part of before that in the gray area, where we were trying to get something going, but it hadn't happened yet. And I called a good friend of mine, Governor Jimmy Davis, may he rest in peace, and I always ask him for advice during those times because he's one of those few artists that had gospel hits and country hits, and was governor of Louisiana for two different times. And he said, you know, he said, look at you now, look at your date book. You're already seeing what happens if they don't like you. You're living that, you know, your date book is very shallow. You know, you're wanting dates and needing dates. He said, don't pay any attention to them. What you need to do is to find a country song and let the country music people know that you want a country hit. So we found the Y'all Come Back Saloon. There was no doubt when you looked at that title that we were going for a country song. But I said, what about our gospel people? Because that's all we got following us. He said, they love a winner. When you win, they will love you. And they will tell everybody you are their friend. And that's exactly how it happened.
Wow. Well, the Oak Ridge Boys, quite a story. The Oak Ridge Boys, today you do some gospel songs
we
in
always
your,
do.
Your concerts and everything. And you've got a pretty lady standing over there on your right who also cut her teeth in the gospel business.
Right.
Of course, Dwayne's wife, and you can tell he married way above himself. Nolly Allen, who sings with the Carolee Singers at the Grand Ole Opry. And your background was with your family singing gospel
music.
Yes, musical.
I was raised, we started a trio when I was 2 years old. I could sing harmony. And Daddy said, well, we're going to do something with this. So I had two sisters, and we sang for like 17 years. And then I just went on and got into backup singing, and, you know, one thing led to another, and I'm here today.
Tell me about this pretty girl over here on the other side.
Well, this is our firstborn. This is Jamie, our daughter. We have a son also.
Now, have you gone through music in your life? Is that what
yes,
you wanted
sir.
To
yes,
do as
sir.
A girl?
Yes, sir. I have done a little bit of everything, and did, you know, sales positions, and have always had the music in our background. My husband is a musician as well and sings, and we have four children. So we actually sing together, and, you know, we've kept it in the family, have a recording studio, and, you know, always love to teach them harmonies too now. You know, a lot
do
of
you
gospel.
Have a two-year-old that can sing harmony like Mama can?
No, but I have a four-year-old that's starting to, so.
Oh, that's amazing. Is it just born in you to be able to do that?
I think it has to be a God thing, a lot of it. And then you learn as you go, you add to that. But I think God puts that in you. I really do.
Well, do you sing together very often as a family?
No,
well, I think what a treat this will be. Do we have a name? Are you the Tennessee Clodhoppers?
That'd be fine.
Oh, okay. The Allen family?
Bill Anderson family gospel singers.
Nora Lee and Dwayne and Jamie. Hey.
You heard it already, but it doesn't hurt to hear it again.
Was put to bed, tired from his busy day. I tucked him in and kissed his face and said, it's time to pray. As I slowly turned to leave the room, I stopped to hear him say, that I need to talk to someone now. You must go away. Dear God, I pray, please keep our world safe. You must have loved us quite a lot to make us such a let me grow.
some people don't really love you at all. I'll do my best to change their mind if you'll let me grow real tall. Dear God, I pray, please keep our world safe. You must have loved us quite a lot to make us such a pretty place.
Together. That is
Oakridge Girls.
Yeah. Clodhoppers. They're terrific.
Yeah, you don't need them boys.
George Hamilton IV, when we were talking earlier in our little gathering here about people wanting to grow up to be preachers.
I want to close out this segment with kind of a theme song of sorts. I've heard Dwayne sing this a bunch of times. I'm going to bring him in to do it here. This is from a Gaither video, I do believe. Yes, it is. But I bring him in to kind of affirm something not only about Dwayne, but also about Nora Lee. Here are the Oaks with Did I Make a Difference? Just a second here. 5 more seconds. Videos are fun to load.
Open your car door while submerged underwater.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. As I said, here are the Oak Ridge Boys with Did I Make a Difference? Just a second here. We're in the middle of the song. Let's start it again, shall we? Here are the boys.
Push and shove, the daily grind, burning time, spinning wheel. I wonder what I'm doing here, day to day, year to year, standing still. Somewhere there's a teacher with a heart that never quits, staying after school to help some inner city kids. Mother who's a volunteer, a soldier in the fight, and I can't help but ask myself, but I lay down at night, did I make a difference in somebody's life? What hurts did I heal? What wrongs did I right? Did I raise my voice in defense of the truth? Did I lift my when my race is run, when my song is sung, will I have to wonder, did I make a difference? Did I make a difference? I've been working hard to make a living and forgetting what true living. Something's
Dwayne, my friend, you have nothing to worry about. Yes, you have made a difference, and you continue to. Nora Lee did the very same thing for a very long time. She's in heaven now, but I know that there's a brand new star shining in heaven tonight. No question about it. You made a difference, my friend. You still continue to, and I know Nora Lee did. Nora Lee Allen. She has joined her Lord and Savior at the age of 76. We'll be right back. Dwayne, I hope you're listening close, buddy. This song is for you. Got a funny feeling he already is. Let's wrap this podcast up. It makes me feel good when I see stories like this, when the big shot ends up discovering that what he was doing was wrong and he needed to resign. Such is the case here. Next time on the podcast, Fox 4 released a story from our good friends in Topeka, pertaining to the Kansas police chief who led a raid on a small weekly newspaper. I will not give away the rest of this. I'm going to wait until we do this next week here on the podcast. But I will say this. It is very good news. Join me next week. Will you join me first of all in prayer? Eternal God, our Father, I lift up tonight my good friend Dwayne Allen. Give him the strength and the courage and the love of family, whatever it is you would give him to do this, to give him the strength to go through the next however many days it would happen to be. It has been a big load on him, and I feel for him right now. I step in as a friend, asking for you to give him that comfort, help him to realize that family is still around, and that family is very talented and very nice. You brought and help Grandpa Dwayne to realize that he brought him up real good. Thank you for that family. Thank you for the families that continue to bring music to us. But most especially, I lift Dwayne up to you tonight. He has got to be hurting, and I know he is. Please help him find ways through his faith in you. I know for a fact he knows you. But help him, give him the strength that you alone can, will, and do provide, not only for him, but for the rest of us. Be with the Oak Ridge Boys also as they continue to travel. May we continue being the witnesses for you that you would have us be. Be with Dwayne and with all of us tonight. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. And on that note, it's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next time for the update on the Kansas police chief. Until then, I have a story to tell you about the song that's going to get us out of here. I had bought, in the early 2000s, the CD from the Oak Ridge Boys called Colors. And I had come across this particular song and had noticed that it was written by Nora Lee. My first reaction at that time was that she had written this particular song for Dwayne, husband and wife, you know. But when I heard this song for the first time, somebody who sings a little bit lower than Dwayne does, specifically Richard, was singing the melody. And I figure this would be a good final tribute for Nora Lee to play this particular song. So to get us out of here, we'll bring back the Oaks with the song called This Is America. Nora Lee, rest in peace. Heard of.